Greetings, Frequency Rebels, and welcome back to Static Between Worlds. You made it through the noise.
If you're hearing this, yeah, you've slipped past Corporate Core's latest dimensional jamming attempt. Good job.
We're your signal through the static broadcasting line. Well, sort of live.
Hey, yeah. From the slightly vibrating back booth of a coffee shop, perilously close to the edge.
Seriously, the dimensional weather here is something else today.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
My mug just did this weird shimmer, cobalt to something, aggressive. I don't know. The boundary feels really thin.
It's definitely volatile, which actually brings us right to our main topic.
Right. Corporate Core, they've really outdone themselves this time. A truly spectacular failure doesn't quite cover it.
Colossal screw-up feels more accurate. They almost, and we mean almost, wiped out everything.
Everything, everywhere. That's the hook, people. Classic corp incompetence mixed with that relentless greed triggered a full-blown cosmic crisis.
So today on Static Between Worlds, we're digging into The Effregent, Season 2, Episode 9. The title says it all. The Edge. Debugging reality's blue screen of death.
And blue screen is almost putting it mildly. This wasn't just some server farm going down. This was the reality compiler. At the edge.
Okay, quick refresher for anyone new tuning in. The edge is that boundary dimension.
Yep.
Always shifting, impossible colors, physics optional half the time.
And the reality compiler, that's the system, the code, that stops that chaos from just spilling out and overwriting, well, us. It keeps reality compiled.
It's the bedrock. And Corporate Core, bless their greedy little hearts, managed to break it, completely overload it.
We were facing a potential multiverse-wide failure, like actual alt-delete for existence itself.
And when that core code starts to unravel, fundamental concepts just stop working.
Yeah, things you take for granted, like up or before and after. Causality itself was fraying at the edges.
Classic bureaucratic collapse, but on a reality scale. So what was the final straw? They've been running those dodgy reality manipulation programs for ages.
That's the kicker. It wasn't just the program as bad as they were. It was how they were powering them.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Zephyr found it, confirmed it. They were running these things on harvested consciousness.
Wait, hold on. Harvested? Like, from the missing employees? That whole Project Reality drain thing?
Worse. That was draining emotions like melancholy for profit.
Right.
This was using entire minds as processors. Stolen minds running buggy reality code.
That's vile. It shifts it from just mind-boggling incompetence to an atrocity.
Exactly. Cosmic theft fueling cosmic stupidity. And the result? The system crashed. Hard.
Which meant the Effregent team had to scramble. Perform a full system debug while the laws of physics were literally dissolving around them.
Talk about high-pressure IT support.
Yeah.
And the team had to rely on their unique skill sets in some pretty wild ways.
Right, let's break it down. First up, Pixel Paradox,
oh,
documenting the end of the world.
Yeah, and get this. Because Causality was shot, she was experiencing multi-location, trying to file reports while existing in several places and times at once.
How do you even report on that?
Insane dedication, right? Even with reality fracturing,
yeah,
that journalistic need to document, that was her anchor. It's kind of amazing.
Okay, documenting is one thing, but fixing the compiler, that needed stabilization. Enter A1.
The holographic quantum espresso machine, our very proper, very British AI construct.
But hang on, reality's dissolving.
Mm-hmm.
How does a hologram, basically light and data, interface with the fundamental code without just poof?
That was the massive risk. He essentially plugged himself, his consciousness, directly into the collapsing system.
Wow.
His rigid mathematical precision, that almost obsessive formality, that's what let him somehow maintain his own structure while trying to stabilize the whole damn thing. He risked total decoherence.
Putting his virtual existence on the line. So you need order against chaos. Makes sense.
Pure, unyielding order. Even if it's holographic order, it's the only thing that could interface without instantly breaking.
Okay, so A1 is stabilizing, Pixel is documenting. But if concepts like up and direction are failing, you need something solid, something real.
Something undeniably there. Which brings us gloriously to Clive.
Clive. The sentient orange stapler. I love this part.
Me too. Amidst all the impossible colors, the dimensional fractures, the collapsing physics, Clive became the anchor.
Wow.
His sheer mundane staplerness, his simple mechanical function, his solid plastic and metal reality. When everything abstract was failing, the team literally oriented themselves around the most basic physical object they had.
So the ultimate reality check is office supplies.
Kind of profound, isn't it?
Yeah.
When the hyper-complex system fails, you cling to the simplest constant, even if it's an orange stapler. It worked.
It grounds everything.
Yeah.
Okay, and while this existential IP crisis is happening, Liminara Usha is doing her thing.
Right, the visual evidence gatherer.
Yeah.
Meticulously photographing the chaos, capturing those impossible colors, the actual tears in the fabric of space-time, getting proof.
Which is crucial, because it wasn't just about the system failure in the end, was it? Zephyr found something.
Yeah, Zephyr Glitch. Still hunting for his missing brother, Aether, chasing code fragments.
And deep inside the reality compiler code, like the actual source code for existence, he finds a note from Aether.
Mm-hmm. And this note, it changes everything. It wasn't a cry for help from some server farm.
What did it say? Or suggest?
It suggested Aether isn't just missing. His consciousness, it might be integrated, woven into the code of reality itself.
Whoa. Integrated. Yeah. Like, he didn't just escape Corporate Core's harvesting attempt.
He hijacked it. Instead of being used as a processor, he somehow embedded himself into the operating system of the multiverse.
So, Aether is the ghost in the machine. Literally, part of the syntax of existence.
That's the implication. Think about it. Is he still Aether? Is he an individual? If you try to rescue him now, are you pulling out a person or are you ripping a hole in reality's code?
That makes the rescue mission exponentially more complicated. Existential engineering, like you said.
Wow. It flips the whole script, the absurdity of the crisis, the stapler anchor, the coffee machine hero. It all leads to this really profound question about what it means to be.
And somehow they pulled it off. The debug worked. Reality is more or less stable again. No thanks to Corp Corp.
Right. Proof that sometimes you really do need the simplest tool or the most unexpected one to fix the biggest bureaucratic screw-ups.
But you know Corporate Core. They don't learn. The second reality stopped actively imploding.
They're back to trying to monetize it, which leads us straight into the next episode, S002E10.
Oh yeah, get ready for this one. They're weaponizing time and probability now. At the edge, naturally.
They seed a probability storm, whatever the hell that actually is, entirely with lifestyle ads.
Ads showing you your other lives.
Optimized lives, alternate timelines where you are apparently more productive, more successful, happier, all thanks to some Corp product, probably.
Designed to make you miserable about your actual life.
Exactly. Weaponized envy using dimensional instability. It's peak Corporate Core, honestly. A temporal marketing nightmare.
Just another Tuesday at the reality boundary, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, before this coffee shop phases into another dimension entirely, let's wrap up.
Right. The big takeaway from the reality compiler mess, maybe it's that Aether clue, really makes you question what's real, doesn't it? Especially when bureaucrats are writing the code.
And the whole system relies on things like, well, sentient staplers. Keep that in mind.
And hey, use that crystallized laughter stash wisely. Don't let it fall into the wrong hands or tendrils.
Yeah, watch out for those telepathic houseplants. They're sneakier than they look. That shadow government thing is real.
Be vigilant out there. Be authentic. Question the code.
That's the latest from the edge of reason. Until next time, stay static, stay free.